Hour 2, you are in it, Great A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. That sentence didn't flow at all together. I was just going on in one of the talk spots I actually cut, now that I think about it, because I'm very tired, as I've established, about how Francophones here in Quebec always amuse me by saying that their English isn't good after they tell me something in basically perfect English, and I just couldn't make a sentence right now, and English is the only language I speak. So what I'm saying is, if you're a Francophone, you feel bad about your English, just don't. Just don't. It's a very adaptable language. Not like me when I try to speak French, where everyone is like, is this guy like a complete idiot or just a little bit of an idiot? And the answer is complete, 100%. As you can tell, I can't even speak my own language. Let's go over what you just heard. You got to hear some Sunseeker with Pilfered off of their 2020 release Means to an End. They are actually going to be playing on Sunday at RPM Fest, and you got to hear part one of an interview I did with Brian, the main creative force. I don't know about creative force. Definitely the main creator, there we go, of the festival. Wow. I mean, like, wow. Honestly, cursed. That's where we are today. Let's get into just part two. You know what? Let's just get into part two of this interview. If you miss any of this, feel free to go to cjlo.com. I will be posting it this week, hopefully, if I don't get too lazy. So let's hear about the history or this year's bands and what's going on with the fest. Keep it locked. Great A Explosive. CJLO 1690 AM. Think about going down to Massachusetts for this, because it'll be fun. I'm pretty sure. Now, for those that are here in Montreal, where this is going to be airing, obviously, we are in a wasteland of actual large festivals coming through. It's basically at this point single shows, except for Pooza, which is focused entirely on punk things. So yep. The reason that I decided to bring you on here is because, you know, I want to give people an option for what to do during the summer. And to let everyone know, I did the math on it. It's about a 4-hour drive, so it's not crazy. That's not crazy, everybody.
Yeah, it's really not too bad. You just, from Montreal, you hit 91 coming through Vermont, just head straight south, and you pretty much hit Montague. You go all the way through Vermont, and about 15, 20 minutes over the Vermont border, you're hitting Greenfield, which is my hometown, and then next town over is Montague. It's like right there.
Do you know what the kind of breakdown of people who attend is? I mean, I imagine it's mostly people from New England, but do you know if there's people coming from other places in the U.S., from Canada, from international overseas, perhaps?
I can tell you for certain. I don't know if you know the fellows at the Whispers in the Void podcast.
Okay, yeah, I'm vaguely familiar, yeah.
They travel down from Canada. I know I just saw a ticket sale the other day that came from Virginia. I know we've had people travel out from pretty far outside of upstate New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania. But yeah, I'd say the vast majority of our attendees are New England based, particularly Western Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, kind of up and down the 91, Interstate 91 path is really where I think most of our audience is centrally located. And then it kind of branches out from there, but.
Well, you've mentioned some of the bands here, and there is just like a stacked lineup of bands playing that is pretty exciting. I mean, you have, just to name some highlights from it, you've got Josta, aka Jamie Josta, doing his Jamie Josting, I guess is the best way to go about it. Prong, Bongzilla, Leather Lung, Tower, which is weird. See, that's going to be there. Belushi Speedball, excellent name. I love them basically. They're no Tony Danza, Tap Danza, Stradanza, but pretty good.
Not far off.
Is there any bands that you have this year that you're like super proud to be presenting or super like stoked that you were able to lock in? I mean, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, Prong, obviously, like that was huge for us, being able to lock down a legendary band like that has been going for since the 80s. And obviously Josta, like, you know, Hatebreed being a New England-based band, and Josta with the new record out. That new record is basically like a who's who of thrash metal. It's
really,
he's got, I'd have to look, but I know he's got like Zetro, Scott Ian, like just, you know, guests on guests on guests on that record. It's super cool. I mean, Misery Index are its Sunday headliner again, like, you know, legendary death metal band. Awesome. Yeah. Just this entire lineup is ridiculous. I don't do a lot of the booking. I almost do none of the booking, but our team, particularly John Gulo himself, put together an absolutely killer lineup this year. You know, I think it's a really good mixture of out-of-town headliners, regional acts that are really strong, and then a lot of, you know, up-and-coming locals. And we still try to keep this a New England-based fest, but we're also trying to bring in more underground bands from outside of the area. And yeah, that's kind of what we do.
So what's kind of the breakdown, or is there even a breakdown that you guys have for locals versus non-locals for setting it up? Or is it just kind of like a loosey-goosey type of thing?
Pretty loosey-goosey, but I do know, like, you know, it ends up being like, I'd say between 25 to 50% locals, another 25%, you know, regionals, out-of-town bands, and then, you know, the top four or five are kind of our headliners. That's usually the rough breakdown. We don't really aim for anything in particular on that front, but yeah, that just ends up being kind of how it is. You know, we go for the headliners, figure out the appropriate support acts for those headliners, and then fill in the rest from there.
Do you have certain like ideas of like what kind of genre breakdown do you, I mean, is there anything that you guys have kind of like a idea of like, well, we want to definitely have these type of bands or this type of idea behind it? Or
I would say not in particular. Like some years have ended up more of a death metal leaning, some end up with like more stoner metal. We had three or four ska bands on one year, which was kind of out of left field. Yeah, it's mostly just trying to hit every sort of subgenre of heavy music. You know, like there's a lot of fests that focus on specific subgenres, be it death metal, stoner metal, grind, punk, whatever. And we kind of try to do a little bit of everything because there are so many bands out there that don't fit in any, you know, sort of pigeonhole category. So it seems silly to like focus the fest on any certain subgenre of heavy music. So we just throw everything at the wall and try to find a little something for everybody at the fest. Whether, you know, like I said, we've got death metal, we've got thrash, we've got stoner rock, we've got black metal, we've got prog. Like, we try to encompass as much as humanly possible in one weekend. And I think we do a pretty damn good job of that.
Complete control.